I am the mother of beautiful love and of fear and of knowledge and of holy hope. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the vigil of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to explain to you what is a vigil. In the early church, whenever some big feast was approaching, on the night before, the faithful Catholics gathered together to the church where the feast was to be celebrated. And there they prepared to the feast by prayer, reading the sacred scriptures, and sometimes also a sermon was preached. That was also a day of fast, and just before the first vespers of the feast, an evening mass was celebrated. The people stayed in the church the whole night, and at dawn they went home to wait the solemn services of the morning. Unfortunately, the people who were not very fervent in their faith used this morning intermission to eat and make merry in the streets in the near proximity of the church. The church did not want the faithful to use her own feasts as an occasion to sin, so she started to anticipate the feasts in the afternoon of the vigil. The example we know the best is Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday used to be a vigil where people stayed in church the whole Easter night. But because of this inappropriate celebrating, the church transferred the Easter Mass to the afternoon of Saturday. Eventually, when people grew less and less fervor, they stopped spending their time in the church altogether. So the church was kind of forced to advance the Easter Mass even earlier, to the morning of Holy Saturday, and vigils remained mainly as a liturgical celebration with purple vestments and also as days of fast. So children, when you see in your missal the word vigil, it is really a little bit of an old or ancient word because it's not really a vigil in the proper sense of the word, where the people used to watch and pray in the church the whole night before a big feast. The English word eve might better describe a day preceding a great feast. So our today's vigil, or eve, is kind of an exception in the way that this vigil of the Immaculate Conception is quite modern. Because of these abuses I mentioned, only the older feasts, like Christmas, Epiphany, Assumption, and the Feasts of the Apostles, have vigils in the Missal. Even the feasts of the first class, which were started after the 13th century, like Corpus Christi and Sacred Heart, they have no vigils. From the newer feasts, only this one, the Immaculate Conception, has a vigil, which Pope Leo XIII in 1879 singled out for this distinction. I want to draw also your attention to what kind of missals we priests use in this our St. Gertrude the Great Church. If you look at some of the missals of some traditional publishers, you notice that this vigil of Immaculate Conception, as well as the vigil of All Saints, is not there. It's because those people whom we call modernists, because they love everything modern and new and hate everything traditional, they started to take away from the missal many ancient things they did not like, and with those they took away most of the vigils. Our priests here at St. Gertrude the Great, we keep the vigil of the Immaculate Conception, of All Saints, and the rest of the vigils the Catholics have observed for centuries. So one good way to check if your missal is the traditional one is to check if it has the vigils of Immaculate Conception and of All Saints. We want you, children, to keep, at least in spirit, this fervor and fervor of sacrifice and penance, which the past generation of Catholics kept so faithfully. Because remember that it was because of bad Catholics and of those people weak in their faith that the Church started to, or was really almost forced to, relax her discipline and liturgical practices. The generation of Bishop Dolan and Father Cecada, they have seen enough of reduction, abolishing, and modernization. They want you, children, to carry on the faith and tradition of good Catholics, not the bad ones. A couple of words about this Vigil Mass itself. The Gospel gives us the family line of our Lord. It contains many hard Old Testament names for the poor priest to say or chant, and I can't help but think that this might have been at least part of the reason why the modernist wanted this Mass to be abolished. One thing which attracts attention is that in the genealogy, besides Mary, only four women are mentioned: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba. Of these four women, two, namely Rahab and Ruth, were Gentiles. That is, they did not belong to the chosen people of God, the Israelites. I once wrote a book about them where I described that it truly took a lot of courage from these holy women, Rahab and Ruth, to abandon their families and home countries and start to worship the true God, creator of heaven and earth. The two other women in the Gospel, Tamar and Bathsheba, they committed very serious sins, the things they should never have done. But still, God could and did use them to transform their evil actions to good by making them ancestors of Jesus. Here we see that even those who have been raised without faith or have committed the most wicked sins, they too can find shelter and helper in Mary. Our Lady has crushed the head of the devil and made vain all his schemes. She can take away our pride because she, who is immaculate, that is, not a stain of sin in her, she never has any double standards or hidden agendas. As she says in the epistle, I am the mother of beautiful love. Mary is our mother who wants nothing but best for us, and she is and will be our mother, both here on earth and in eternity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.